Hello, welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastián Martínez. 2 weeks into the Trump administration, several cabinet-level positions remain open, including the Secretary of the Interior, who is responsible for federal lands in Missouri and other states. The issue of federal lands has become increasingly controversial, and some Missouri lawmakers have even called for Washington to give up control of National Park Service land. Despite this uncertainty, life goes on for many of those in charge of managing federal land in the state. When you hear the words National Park Service, the Harry S. Truman National Historic Site in Independence, Missouri might not be the first image to pop into your mind. But when you visit the historical home of the 33rd president, one of the first things you notice is the uniforms.
Oh, I should put this hat on my head.
From the tour guides to the site superintendent Carol Daig, the people who tend to the site wear their distinctive uniform. The olive drab green trousers and stiff-brimmed flat hats of the National Park Service.
The sites are pretty typical. We have a number of presidential sites and just other sites related to history that are important to our country.
First Lady Bess Truman bequeathed the home to the National Park Service, and it came under the service's protection after her death.
We received it in 1983, and it opened in 1984. When it was given with all original furnishings.
For example, the wallpaper in the kitchen is still worn down around the light switches, and pictures of the Trumans' grandchildren still adorn the mantelpiece in the sitting room. Preservation of the site and these furnishings is primarily the job of the Park Service, and despite the transition, that hasn't changed.
We have a specific mission, and no matter what administration it is, we continue to preserve and protect through all of those administrations.
The National Park Service isn't the only Department of Interior body that manages land in Missouri. About 150 miles down the Missouri River from Independence lies the Big Muddy National Fish and Wildlife Refuge. Tim Haller is a park ranger and visitor services coordinator at the refuge. He echoed Daig's sentiment on the transition.
You know, our mission pretty much stays the same. Higher up in the administration, there is probably a significant amount of change, but here on the refuge, we really don't see our mission as primarily focused on reestablishing wildlife habitat and working with wildlife habitat.
This portion of the refuge runs along the Missouri near Boonville and was created after the 1993 flood. Walking out to the river, you can see the open floodplain on the opposite bank, which Haller explains is state-owned.
That is Missouri Department of Conservation, Diana Bend Conservation Area. So they are the state and we are federal, just across the river.
The biggest potential shakeup to both state and federal public lands is the growing calls from some activists and legislators for those lands to be sold. Last year's standoff at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon highlighted some of the resentments ranchers have with public lands. Ranchers in southeastern Missouri have expressed similar resentments, and Missouri legislators last year tried to stop the establishment of a new state park in Oregon County, Missouri, with some arguing the land should be used for grazing instead. Those drastic changes don't look likely at a federal level, at least. President Trump's nominee to head the Department of Interior, Representative Ryan Zinke of Montana, has said in the past that he's against the transfer and sale of public lands. Back at Big Muddy, Haller says if the past is any guide, the refuge probably won't see significant changes.
You know, there is, you know, some funding changes and things that get moved around, but as far as our overall mission, we stay pretty focused.
That's it for this week's episode of Missouri Environment. Thanks for joining us. You can find this story and more on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastián Martínez.